Hello and welcome to another edition of the End Zone Podcast. My name is Eric Jensen and I am flying solo today to talk a little bit about each of these Week 15 games that went on in the NFL this weekend. Wanted to keep this kind of short because I know that those episodes usually do a little bit better. I know that people don't have a lot of time in the day, so I wanted to just keep it just me today, and we will have someone back on Friday to talk about all the upcoming week 16 games, which are there are some great ones in the fold for the next 2 weeks, as we don't really know a ton about what all of the NFL is doing here down the playoff stretch. And that kind of started on Saturday with the Texans and the Jets, and the Texans really looking for about 3.5 quarters like they kind of forgot who they were, and they turned it on in the end and ended up beating the Jets, but only by a touchdown. I don't know. This team, obviously DeAndre Hopkins is such an elite wide receiver that he can hide a lot of flaws on this offense, I think. And I do think there are holes in the armor here for the Texans. And I don't think they're a team that, even though they have a real chance for a bye at this point after what we saw with the Patriots, I don't know if I trust them. I don't know if I trust the Texans. I'm not sure if I trust Deshaun Watson, even though he's awesome. And I think we need to be talking about him more as a top 10 NFL quarterback. I'm just not sure how much I trust the Texans against, especially if they have to go on the road. If they get a home game, I gain a little bit more trust in them. But especially if they have to go on the road, I'm not sure how much I trust them to win a road playoff game at this very moment. But things are starting to come together on the defensive side of the ball. J.J. Watt was dominant in this game with 2.5 sacks, a forced fumble, 3 tackles for a loss, I believe. And this team was really great on the defensive side of the ball. But it'll be interesting to see how the rest of the season plays out for the Houston Texans. The next game I want to talk about, obviously one of the biggest stories of the week, Patriots Steelers. Now, I know that some people want to freak out about the Patriots, but I'm inclined to say they'll figure things out because they always have. That being said, they have the Bills and Josh Allen coming off his best game of the year. By the way, just touching on that Detroit-Buffalo game, Josh Allen, Robert Foster, we talked about this last week, is becoming something special. If you haven't watched Robert Foster, he's amazing. Isaiah McKenzie has really become a huge part of the offense. And Josh Allen is doing it with no-name guys, and he's playing really well right now. He probably played his best game of the year on Sunday. He didn't make any mistakes. He didn't turn the ball over, didn't fumble. It was a really good day for Josh Allen, and this week he'll get the Patriots, and I mean, we'll talk about this a little bit more Thursday, but I think there's a real shot that the Buffalo Bills could beat the New England Patriots, even though I think the Patriots will, in the end, get this figured out. There is a scenario in which Sam Darnold and Josh Allen hand this Patriots team 2 defeats, and if the Dolphins win out, the Dolphins could win this division. I know I haven't given a lot of respect to the Dolphins on this podcast. I don't think they've deserved it, and I don't want to see them in the playoffs because they're just this fluky team that hits on big plays occasionally and doesn't do a ton really, really well. The AFC East is kind of wild, and it's kind of underrated that this division is kind of a two-team race coming down the stretch between the Patriots and the Dolphins. And the Patriots' problem starts, I think, with discipline, which is really surprising for a Bill Belichick-led team. This team was killed by penalties against the Steelers. I think they would have won that game if they didn't get the false start call near in the red zone. I think that the offensive line definitely needs work. The Patriots linebackers are the slowest linebackers I've seen in my entire life. And they have no run defense. This team has no run defense. It is shocking to me how many flaws the Patriots currently have. And for the first time in a while, I think the AFC is kind of wide open. And I think the Patriots might not be a factor. Again, as I say that, I know in the back of my head that this team will probably end up fixing themselves, but it's just really interesting to see what this team has kind of morphed into the last few weeks here. Rob Gronkowski has become a non-factor because, frankly, I don't think he can do it anymore, and I think this is his last year in the NFL. He had said earlier this offseason that if he was going to play anywhere, it'd be in New England, and I don't think he necessarily has it anymore. He's obviously still talented as a receiver, but his speed just isn't there. And I think he dominated for a lot of years, but I think that this is kind of the end of Rob Gronkowski's career. And I think that it'll be a Hall of Fame career, obviously, but he looked slow and he looked old on Sunday, pardon me. And you could double team him, and you couldn't double team Gronk in the prime of his career, and now you can double team him and shut him down. And if they lose Gronk, this team suddenly, the weapons aren't as menacing. It's Julian Edelman and Josh Gordon, and Josh Gordon wasn't a factor in this game, which I think people aren't talking about enough, is that Gordon really hasn't been there the last 2 weeks, and he needs to step up a ton more. It's just, I'm not sure what to think about this Patriots team. Like, everyone wants to say they're done, but I'm not sure they're done yet. I'm just not sure they're done yet. I think they've got a lot of life left in them, especially Bill Belichick-coached team. The next game I want to talk about is the Dolphins-Vikings. Vikings, it looks like Mike Zimmer made the right call. Props to him. Fixed the offense. The running game got going. Dalvin Cook, 19 carries, 136 yards, 2 touchdowns. Like, the offense got fixed, whatever Mike Zimmer did. And props to him for taking care of business there. I think that the Vikings are still a team I don't really trust in the NFC playoff picture as far as the scheme of things goes long term. But I don't know. I can't trust Kirk Cousins. And this game doesn't super, but maybe if they can become a running team and focus back on that defense that was absolutely dominant, got to Tannehill 9 times, like, This team could make some noise in the playoffs if they got in and if they were playing well. They're still a well-coached team. I believe Mike Zimmer's still a great NFL head coach. So that's that game. Covering a little bit of the Bengals, Raiders, I want to just touch on some things on the bad games, and then we'll get to the good games. Bengals, Joe Mixon, he's special. I've tried to say this over and over again. I think he can be a top 5 NFL running back. 27 carries, 129 yards, 2 touchdowns. The Cardinals and the Falcons. The Falcons found their offense against an absolutely abysmal Cardinals team. I just can't see Steve Wilks keeping his job, because I think in the long term he's hurting Josh Rosen's development because he can't develop an offense. And maybe, I don't know, maybe it's not Steve Wilks, maybe it's Steve Keim, but I think that there's a total cleaning of house in Arizona. GM, coach, gone. I think that the Falcons shouldn't have outplayed them by this much, and they shouldn't have been able to drop 40 on a Cardinals defense that has played decently throughout the year. But it looks more and more like the Cardinals are heading to that first overall pick in next year's draft. And we will, of course, talk about that more as the offseason progresses. Then you got the Bears. You got the Packers. Oh, let's spend some time on this one because the Bears are going to the playoffs. And man, maybe they could make some noise. Suddenly the Rams don't look so dangerous. Suddenly the Saints maybe could be subdued. Maybe. I think home field's going to be key, though, for the Bears. And even if they get home field, the Saints are still with home field. I think the odds-on favorite to win the whole NFC at this point. I like this Bears team, though. They've got a great defense. The secondary of this team does not get enough love. Everybody talks about, you know, Khalil Mack, Akeem Hicks, you know, Roquan Smith. But you got guys who are sitting there in the backfield, like Kyle Fuller playing out of his mind. You got Danny Trevathan, who's more of a coverage linebacker, who's playing really well this year as well. And then it just feels like Eddie Jackson should be a Pro Bowler. I haven't taken a look at the Pro Bowl rosters yet, but I hope he made it because he's played out of his mind this year. I love what the Bears are on defense. I still don't know if I can trust the offense. I don't know if I can buy into Mitchell Trubisky being a playoff quarterback. It's just so iffy to me. And I know he has these great numbers, but I'm not really sure. You look at the Titans, who beat the Giants, and let's talk about the Titans for a second. The Titans are a legitimate team that could make the playoffs and make a little bit of noise because they got the formula. They're playing really good defense, and they got their running game going right now. Derrick Henry got 33 touches against the Giants. That's insane. It concerns me that they don't trust Mariota, but Derrick Henry had another great game against the Giants. Just an unbelievable performance back-to-back weeks. I just think that if this Titans team got into the playoffs, they are likely a wild card kind of upset team who could really mess up the playoff picture a little bit like they did last year. It all depends on how it plays out, but if this team got, say, the Patriots again, I don't know. I might be inclined to take the Texans in that matchup, the Titans in that matchup. They are a really interesting team, but the more interesting team to me is the Indianapolis Colts. Like, they found Marlon Mack. They needed to find their running game. They did. Mack had 27 carries, 139 yards, 2 touchdowns. Andrew Luck's playing out of his mind right now. The line was dominant against the Cowboys team that was really playing well on the defensive line side of things, and their linebackers as well were completely shut down by this Colts team. And Darius Leonard, like, the man is the defensive rookie of the year. I gotta give him that. I have not watched a ton of Colts defense this year, not gonna lie to you. But what I saw from Leonard on Sunday, just, it cemented in my mind that he's a guy because he is so fast. He puts in so much effort on every play. He's a total athlete. I love the guy, and I think the Colts, they would be my vote to get that 6 spot. For the Cowboys, this is a little bit concerning. This is a bad, bad, bad showing where you were able to move the ball, but you weren't able to even get a field goal. It is a bad look to get shut out this late in the season. And I don't know. I still don't trust Dak Prescott at all with really anything. And then the last team I want to touch on, the last game we're going to touch on here. One, the Seahawks. They lost to the 49ers. I wouldn't freak out, though. It seems like they do this a lot of the time, but they're going to be in the playoffs. I'm not worried about that. The Eagles. I know I made this point on Friday's show. I'm never going to pick the Eagles, but the fact that so many people before this game were saying, oh, their season's over with Nick Foles in because Nick Foles can't do anything. Like, have we not watched football the last 2 years? I'm inclined to believe that Nick Foles can get in and have a hot start over 6 weeks. I've seen it done before, and I think it might be coming again. I could totally see this team somehow going 9-7, and the Cowboys getting another loss, and then the Eagles sneak into the playoffs. It seems like we've seen this movie before, and if you are the kind of person who's, you know, crapping on Nick Foles, like, one, get a life because he's a Super Bowl champion. Two, like, do a little research. A guy has put together some terrific performances. Like, at the height of his powers, he is a top 15 NFL quarterback. And if he can get there, if he can get hot, I really do believe in this Eagles team. The Rams, on the other hand, they seem a little bit lost on offense right now. They just brought in CJ Anderson today. I think that's going to help their running game a little bit. To me, they got to get back to the run. They only gave Todd Gurley 12 touches against the Eagles. And I know he had some moments where he was hurt, but you got to use Gurley. You got to use Anderson. You got to use a run game. And the fact of the matter is the offensive line has not been great the past 2 weeks, and you got to fix that. I just want to see how this team handles adversity. I think they're going to bounce back and be fine. I think the people saying, oh, the Rams are going to totally run out of gas or overreacting, it's going to be very interesting to me to see how these next 2 weeks play out, because I don't think they rest their starters. I think that they are a team that wants to get all the work in they can before the postseason hits. And suddenly they're kind of in danger of, if they lose one more of their games, and granted, they don't have a tough schedule ahead, you lose one of those games, suddenly the Bears have a shot to take that number two seed. And that is something that you don't want to have to deal with if you are the Philadelphia Eagles. Pardon me, the Los Angeles Rams. So with that, it'll close down our Week 15 recap. Thank you so much for listening, and we will see you guys on Thursday to talk a little bit about the upcoming week. Week 16, ooh, football season's almost over, a tear is coming to my eye. Thank you for sticking with the short episodes. I know that people like those a lot, so continue to listen, subscribe, share. It's going to be a fun end of the season here a little bit. And our off season is going to be a little bit different this year. I have some things I am excited to announce. I've gotten a job with my paper out here in Salt Lake City, Utah. So my time's going to be crunched a little bit. I'm really excited to start this new job. It's going to be awesome. But my time's going to be crunched a lot come January, so we're gonna start kind of going down to one show a week until the summer hits, and then we will try to get back to maybe the two show model. But keep listening, guys. I'm gonna put up a poll. I think that probably we'll start releasing shows Saturday. We'll do kind of all our off-season stuff again, and it'll be a good time. We are gonna do a power ranking show next week, so that should be a ton of fun, so stay tuned for that. All right, guys, thank you for listening, and I will see you on Thursday. Follow us on Twitter at EnzoPod, and you can follow me on Twitter at Eric18Utah. See you guys. Follow us on Twitter at EnzoPod. If you have any suggestions, questions, or you just want a shout out on the pod, send an email to enzopod@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. See you next time.